his house. My dad and I have lived in this area ever since they got divorced. I was in like fifth, sixth grade. I know my neighbors are going to have similar concerns as I'm going to have. Fire code, which I've already gotten a couple of bids for to put a sprinkler system in the house. I've talked to the septic guy. The current septic tank would suffice on my occupancy or my CUP that I'm requesting. Traffic. This would technically be the second house on the street. I am the first house. I live literally next door, so I can control any issues from the tenants that may arise.
So you live in the house right two adjacent eight. To it? That would be
yes,
the
sir.
Management?
203
side.
Right there. That's
okay.
My house.
Okay.
My wife and I, we built this just a couple years ago. We have three kids. That's our forever home. This isn't... and that's why I need a conditional use for my dad's house. We don't intend to change the lifestyle character of the area or devalue properties in the area, and will not permit loud partying or guests after hours. We are aware of the harm of no harm this will do to the neighbors' quiet enjoyment or the value of their properties. We acknowledge permit will be conditional on first complying with and continuing to comply with all requirements of the fire marshal and environmental services and all other rules and regulations of the Taney County Planning Department. Trash management, I will have my own trash dumpster if it gets approved for my rental and for my house. I live next door, so there'll always be somebody that would be able to adamantly handle anything. And
have you talked to any of your neighbors south of you?
Nobody has contacted me in regard the when they came and posted the sign and so forth. Nobody has stopped to talk to me about what my plans or nothing are.
Okay.
Howard, can I add something in on this one?
Sure.
I think he missed an important part. He is only requesting a max of 8 people.
Oh.
He's not going to be renting out the bottom. He's just going to use that for storage and different things, but just want to let you know it's not one of these nightly rentals where we see a lot of 20 people.
Oh, yes. So
it's much more residential in nature.
Okay. That is a good point.
I already established that we would be the first two houses, whatever you guys recommend if we get there, any signs that would delegate this to stop. This is your destination. This is where you're going. So the traffic coming to their houses, that I don't believe that would be an issue.
Okay. Well, you've done a good job giving us an update. So let's do the public hearing part. If you want to have a seat, and then we'll call you back up. Okay. Do we have anybody that signed up for or against this application? Do you have an order you want to go in, or who wants to go first? Did you guys sign in up front? Okay. Good deal.
My name's Steve Beaumont. I live on the road at 571 Briggs Road with my wife, Joyce. We came to the area here. Yeah, right there. We came to the area here 25 years ago looking for property and came out on the road and fell in love with it. It's very quiet, tranquil area, and we decided to buy some acreage there, build a house, and spend the rest of our lives there. Most of the people on the road are long-term. They've been there anywhere from 20 years to 40, 45 years, whatever. And a lot of them are like my wife and I, where we chose to spend our final working days in a nice, quiet, reserved area, and our retirement, and God willing, we're going to die on our property. You know, it's I don't know if any of you have ever been out there. It's a nice place to live. You have a memorandum or affidavit that was put together as far as what the neighbors have talked about and what our thoughts are on having a nightly rentals in the neighborhood. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. It pretty much gives you an overview of, you know, what our research was, what we were thinking about, and what our primary concerns are with, you know, having nightly rentals in the neighborhood. One of the main things that is in there's a house for sale on our property. I mean, on our road. And the realtor, Keller Williams or Williams Keller, puts right in their ad that no nightly rentals are allowed on this road to maintain the peace and tranquility of the road. And, you know, you all know that realtors know a lot about what changes and what affects ownership of housing on a road and so forth. You know, so as I said, the affidavit that you have speaks pretty much for yourself. The parties that are in opposition to it, you know, of course, the petitioner is right next door to 287, but the property behind it opposes it, the property to the south of it, and every property on that road, with the exception of one, opposes having nightly rentals on the road. To give you an idea, it's I don't know, over 90% of the homeowners do have an opposition to it. You know, there's, as I said, it's heavily opposed, and there are two people that would probably be more opposed to it than anyone that I know of, and those were the two occupants that used to live in that house. They, I don't know if any of you knew Billy or Julie who lived there. They were very, they were known all around. And both of them were very protective of the neighborhood, of their housing. They have been here a few times with us.
So you've met your time. So if you could summarize up, you're past your 4 minutes.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
You want to give a summary statement?
That's pretty much it. I just wanted to say that, you know, what our opposition is in the paperwork that you have on that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Steve Hagler. Our home is at 547 Bridge Road, and I'm here tonight to speak in opposition of the request for a conditional use report or permit for a nightly rental at 287 Briggs. And I think first you guys have to make changes, and it's hard to make changes if you don't know anything about the community. So I wanted to enlighten you just a little bit on the community. We're a cohesive neighborhood, and we all stick together. You know, we're not Briggs Road, we're the Ridge, and we're the Ridge family. So we have, everybody knows everybody, Everybody knows her phone number. Everybody knows her wife. Everybody knows her kids. Everybody knows too much sometimes. But we all work together. And we play together. And we pray together. We have get-togethers. We have Christmas, progressional Christmas parties. Three or more of the residents go together. And we hit all those in one evening for a Christmas party. We have a 4th of July. And the Christmas party is you know, three or four homes. The 4th of July party, normally the Hoods have it. Halloween party, the Beaumonts have that. Super Bowl party, Orloffs have that. Even if the Chiefs are not playing, they still have it, okay? So, and then any other time we feel like we need to get together. So, that's a little bit about the neighborhood. Now, why do I oppose it? I oppose it because this will poke holes in the cohesiveness of our community, of our neighborhood. These overnight rentals have just popped up. And they're a little hard to control. Thieves are getting smarter. They look for overnight rentals. And that gives them an excuse to come into a neighborhood and look at it and case it out, see what's there. Right now, if we see a car come down and our neighbor sees it like twice in 2 days, somebody's going to text me and say, hey, did you pick up this car on your camera? And just last week we had a white pickup, you know, picked up three times on a camera, 2 days. What's he doing down there?
So it might have been me. It might have been me taking pictures.
Maybe it was. I didn't go back and look.
It'd be a cause for concern.
Yeah. But, you know, crime, thieves get smarter. They look for new ways to infiltrate community and neighborhoods. And I'll give you a real quick example on that. When they put the firehouse up, they had a young family move in, had little kids. And so you go by and all of a sudden this tree grows arms, they're waving at you, you know. So it concerned me a little bit because the kids being out in the road, or not out in the road, but close to the road. So Taney County Road was down there one day, and I stopped them and said, hey, can we get children playing sign put up there to alert, you know, people? He said, well, I'll get back to you. He came back next day. He said, I talked to my supervisor, and we don't put those up. I thought, what? You know, what's going on? And he said, no, because those signs draw the wrong kind of people into the neighborhood. They mark that neighborhood, the kids are there, and people will prey on them. So the signs that we put up to protect the kids turned into being signs that draw danger to them. And so then what do? We get a neighborhood watch. We get everybody looking. We put signs up. We put cameras up. And we monitor the activity on the road. My concern is with the overnight rentals, we'll lose a lot of that control. People will have a legitimate reason to come down that road, you know. And even if they don't rent.
Excuse me, sir, you've met your time. Do you want to summarize your final thoughts before?
Well, I'm just, you know, I think the main thing is the safety of the neighborhood. That's what I'm looking at. You know, who comes there? You know, right now we know. If this goes through, we won't. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak for or against?
Howard, would I be able to speak a little bit?
Sure.
I just want to make clarification. I heard some comments about who owns what to the south of there, and I was clicking on the map. The same owner owns the big parcel to the south, both sides of the road, too. So the property right next door is not owned by someone else. I just wanted to clarify that because that was a statement made.
Right. Applicant, want to come back? Anything additional to add?
Just, This is, I'm requesting